Richard Hager.
Maynard.
I love the extremes in looking at real estate. I think we should take a look at the least expensive house in the Seattle area, and then we'll take a look at the most expensive house.
Well, glad I brought all this stuff in for you.
All right. What do you suppose the least expensive house? The least expensive house you can buy.
King County.
We'll go with King County.
You're in the $40,000 to $50,000 price range.
Really?
Yes. Surprisingly, as that is, there are homes in SeaTac Airport area, Federal Way, White Center, that, like 1,000 square feet, maybe built in the 40s, maybe a manufactured home.
Well, here's one right here I'm taking a look at.
That.
It's not the most attractive house I've ever seen, White Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks as though maybe it's settled a little bit. It looks small. And it's $48,000.
Yes.
That's the least expensive.
In King County. And again, people keep going, oh, that can't be. Well, it is. People are going, $48,000, nothing's that cheap. You know, I can't afford a house. There's nothing under $100,000. Well, I'm here to tell you there's quite a few homes under $100,000.
Why would somebody want to own a $48,000 house? It's not, I can look at this house, it's not going to be a good investment for them.
Well, the majority of value here, particularly in Seattle, is in the land. You know, 80, 90% of all the value is the land, the dirt. The house is only a little thing sitting on top of it. So at $48,000,
maybe it's the worst house on the block.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure.
I'm just looking at the house itself.
In 10 years from today, they may tear it down and build something new.
Well,
it's
they're not
the
going to have to tear it down. It's going to fall down on its own about one more windstorm. The most expensive house, Mercer Island.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
324 waterfront feet.
Rock on.
What do you suppose?
You're going to be in the $25 million range for
26.
Things like that. 26 million.
26, 8. 80.
Oh, well, let's get that 80 in there.
Well, that's
sure.
What I want. How is a house like that even appraised?
Very difficultly. That's why people call us to do these often. They're not cheap for us to do appraisals. It's very difficult. But I will tell you, there are people out there who can afford $10, $20 million for these homes. We've got one about $12 million that's on 200 acres out in North Bend. They are there. People are buying these things.
Do people that buy these homes, are they bargain shoppers? Are they trying to beat you down? It seems as though sometimes the more money one has, the more they are penurious.
Well, you get two different groups. You get one that wants to argue over everything and be very macho, and we'll see if we can drive you down $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then you have other people that come in and they go, dude, I really don't care. I got all the cash in the world. And they won't barter or argue over a couple $1 million.
They inherited, didn't they?
Yes, or a .com or something like that. And again, you have extremes at either end when you're up there. And often we will be doing appraisals for those people. And they're paying cash. That's what's really frightening. They'll call us up. We'll do the appraisal work for them because they want to make sure that it's a real good deal. And they don't know our market. They may live in L.A., New York, and they just want a summer home here for $26 million.
All right. Well, we've taken a look at the most expensive. The disparity there is $25.5 million to $26 million.
Give or take.
All right. Richard Hager.
Maynard.
Thank you.